USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. A lawyer for former President Donald Trump described Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas as key to Trump's plan to delay Congress's certification of President Joe Biden's victory through litigation after the 2020 election, according to emails recently turned over to the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. We want to frame things so that Thomas could be the one to issue a temporary order putting Georgia's results in doubt, Trump attorney Kenneth Cheeseborough wrote in December 30, 2020 email, adding that a favorable order from Thomas was their only chance to hold up Congress from counting electoral votes for Biden from Georgia. John Eastman, another attorney for Trump, responded to that email saying he agreed with the plan. Having a case pending in front of the Supreme Court, Cheeseborough wrote, would be enough to prevent the Senate from counting Biden's electors. Thomas would end up being the key here, Cheeseborough wrote. There's a plan to hold up a cash dividend to Albertson's shareholders.
Washington State's Attorney General Bob Ferguson has filed a lawsuit seeking to block supermarket chain Albertson's from paying a $4 billion cash dividend to shareholders on November 7th. Mr. Ferguson said the payout would hinder Albertson's ability to conduct business normally. Kroger announced it would be acquiring Albertson's for $25 billion on October 14th. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More loved ones of the 17 people murdered by Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz got their chance after almost 5 years to verbally thrash him face-to-face Wednesday in the second day of a hearing that will end with Cruz formally sentenced to life without parole. Samantha Fuentes was shot on that day and survived. During her remarks in open court, she spoke directly to Cruz with heated emotion.
Without your stupid gun, you are nothing. My name is Sam Fuentes, and you will not forget me. I'll never forgive or forget what you've done. And to say I won't be angry for the rest of my life would be a lie.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable, or you simply just don't like how it works, well, right now, during open enrollment, is a perfect time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the industry. That's double. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for 30 years. It's shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. And here's why now is the perfect time to make the switch. If you join MediShare Complete by January 1st, they will waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off your first year. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month for all of next year. But again, it's a limited time offer. So yeah, you're not stuck. You've got a great option. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A day after two New Jersey police officers were shot while responding to a 911 call, a man identified as the prime suspect who had eluded the authorities during a chaotic day-long search was arrested on Wednesday, according to the Essex County Prosecutor's Office. Just after noon, the authorities announced that they apprehended the suspect, Kendall Howard, 30, and charged him with two counts of attempted murder. Pep talks for consumers ahead of midterm elections that could be a game changer in Washington. For the first time in U.S. history, President Biden says we have high-paying jobs and not enough people to do them. That upbeat message Wednesday as the president celebrates the Infrastructure Talent Pipeline Challenge that provides job training across the country with the help of unions and private employers.
The country's been through a tough 4 or 5 years, and folks are still hurting. Granted that we inherit a 6.5% unemployment rate, it's down to 3.5%, but guess what? Inflation is still hurting people. We're making real progress.
Think you're a sure bet for Wednesday night's estimated $1.2 billion Powerball jackpot? If so, you need to decide whether to take cash, which would actually pay out $596.7 million, or choose the $1.2 billion annuity option that is twice as large but is paid out over 29 years. Nicholas Bunio, a certified financial planner from Downington, Pennsylvania, said even with his expertise, he would take an annuity because it would so dramatically reduce his risk of making poor investment decisions. Good luck. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.